AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
85. Yeah. Yeah, it's about to get real live, man.
You want to play something?
I play.
All right,
man. We'll catch y'all in a minute.
You went ahead and followed this motherfucker right here?
Yeah, I sure did. I just be liking the look. I don't be wanting to.
No, I just making sure you was on.
Yeah.
I don't be saying nothing.
I don't be wanting to.
I'm right there.
So is that what y'all do?
Sometimes I
just look and keep going.
Some eye candy.
Yeah.
Look,
you know, everybody likes a good looking woman. Even women like good looking.
Everybody likes to like pictures
of
the holes on the ground.
What about DMing them? Like, do I do it?
You do it.
Yeah, like if a woman likes several of my pictures
sliding
in
her DM,
I'm like, my dick works.
Like, hey, big head. Bitch, open the message. You
what
can
if you
see
in a relationship?
What
no,
I
right?
see.
Me? Yeah, nah. I don't even follow women when I was in a relationship.
I'm liking pictures on the ground.
I don't cheat. I leave.
That's
me and my girl got to fight, and goddamn, she really got mad. I'm liking pictures off the ground.
You come DM on. Niggas? Back.
I curve them and I
curve. Everyone
you, and you've never shot one?
Yeah,
so you never
really
met a nigga that you like and you DM.
Not recently, but before. Like if I'm single.
I'm him. Don't check your DM. Like you probably gonna see some old shit, John.
Wild shit.
Some bullshit.
Hella eggplants.
I might have sent you some some dick print pictures to your old account.
You feel me? Old sweat.
Yeah.
Back before
well,
nigga
had I've had 40 accounts.
Nigga had Puma sweats on.
I followed all 38 of them.
I think I'm being with you.
Your ass so fat, I followed the fake account.
Come on now. Fake account.
The fake account got pictures of you that you don't even have.
The ones you ain't trying to post. The ones you ain't trying to post. They got your MySpace shit. They ain't fucking with y'all.
Oh my God, MySpace.
Yeah, nigga, take your old MySpace shit and repurpose.
Remember when MySpace meant a lot? Like if you had 8 columns.
Come on.
And if you didn't have, if like you was fucked up with your bitch or your nigga, you take that column down from them, you knew it was like serious. Like, oh, they done broke up slide.
Baby, right. Some pan. Goddamn. Back to my song about lacking pictures on the ground. And so many holes on my Explore page.
Man.
Liking me. These pictures every other day. She took them titties to Dubai.
Now you quiet. It's cool.
She took them titties on vacation. I saw them titties by the pool. Turn around. She acting a fool. She had that ass open.
So you DMing now?
I'm private. No.
Your DM's back open. Tell the people
the fashion
back
over. Curve on.
No, I got so mad. I get more dick pictures sent to me than any.
That's a woman. Every woman gets dick pictures.
So what I did.
So what y'all don't understand
is.
Hold on real quick.
I put them in columns.
All right.
And I left the Instagram
women love
dick pics. I posted each 16
of
them.
Oh, you ain't shit. Come on.
And I said stop doing it. And
come
I had three.
You can just say stop. You ain't got to post a nigga dick.
I had three relationships break up. It had nothing to do with me. Stop. Send them to me after I asked you nicely. Like,
so how about this?
Hold on, y'all want some news facts on
can
this?
I put you up on this game?
I opened one up in church.
To send unsolicited dick pics.
It's a misdemeanor.
It's a felony.
That's hilarious. I don't do it, but let me tell you something. So you know how sometimes you like your hair be the shit, like that day it's like, oh shit, my hair looks great right now. I want everybody to see it. We have good and bad dick days too.
What?
You know what I'm saying? Like some days our dick is but way bigger than we
But we don't
want to
see
know.
The
it
dick.
It don't matter.
I don't want to see
They it. Don't want to see
I had dick. I had a guy in Africa. I'll never forget it because it was very disturbing. I had a guy in Africa.
This
I
story
cannot,
is disturbing.
I cannot
the way
make
it started.
This up. Matt, sleepyhead, look, listen.
This
tell
story
me
is
if
disturbing.
I'm lying.
A guy in Africa.
The guy in Africa went and said, I'll give you $400. Like, he was trying to wire me. I was like, no. Like, he just kept saying it. I was like, okay, $400 for what? I didn't know what it was for.
Mm-hmm.
He sent it already because I had my Cash App was in, like, my
bio.
That's
my,
what your
my bio.
Ass get for having Cash App in your bio.
My Cash App is in my bio because when people do promo for me, like, I charge for promo and I get people's follows up and I help them. So,
they don't
have to even do that. They just Cash App. I'm a businesswoman. I'm about my money. I like my money. I ain't got no sugar daddy.
All about the money.
I ain't got none of that. Like, I make my bread. I make damn good bread. So
goddamn
it's more of, you know, Cash App. So we Cash App the 400, right? So I was like, okay, cool. What could the video possibly be? Matt, did I not get so mad? And I sent it to 16 of my friends in our group. A dick picture, a video of him sucking his dick and making it come.
Whoa.
And it bothered me because we clicked it.
Whoa, stop everything.
I already knew I didn't want to hear the story. You seem trying not to listen.
Stop. Just everybody. Just
Matt, wait, am I wait, lying?
Matt, don't confirm none of this. Don't answer
and my homegirl too.
Okay,
he was mad. He was mad.
Okay.
He was
relax.
Pissed off.
Everybody, just relax.
That's why I posted it.
I was saying something.
Hold on, everyone, just.
That's
relax.
Why I posted it,
on,
and I said stop doing it.
Chad, we checking audio. Hold on, give us 1 second. Get a tone.
Yeah, that's a bad.
And welcome back to the 85 South Show. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, we don't condone no kind of violence on this show. No kind
ain't
of violence.
No violence.
That, what you talking about is violence.
Violence in my ears.
Violence in my dick. I'm a woman and
that
I'm agreeing with y'all.
Cruel.
I'm not trying to be funny. I wasn't trying to disturb y'all. This is
Hopefully
something
this
real.
This is the part where the shit just came on. You have no idea what the fuck.
Yeah, we don't. You don't know what
Man.
I'm talking about. But I'm agreeing with y'all. I don't want y'all think
viewership
I'm to
down.
Nah. It wasn't cool to me either.
And we don't want
to
see no. Shit
I don't
want to
see
that.
No shit like that.
Hey man, let me introduce my guests because you know we haven't had guests in quite a while. Quite a while. Man, y'all. Of course, everybody knows this strapping young man right here. Vicky,
thank
son.
You, Chad.
Vicky's son. That's
Appreciate
Vicky's,
that.
That is Vicky's boy right there.
Just in case y'all wondering who's the only person clapping. It's 17 niggas in here. Just
a
Chad.
Of, it's a lot of people.
Thank you, Chad.
Hold up, Tyler. It's a lot of people who watch this show and be like, you know what? I wonder whose son that is. It's Vicky's son.
It's Vicky's son.
You remember Vicky's son, Tyler? Look how tall. Stand up, Tyler. Show him how tall you done got, man.
Hilarious, nigga.
You been out. You ain't seen you in a minute. That's Vicky's son, Tyler.
That nigga said, stand up, man. You got taller. Ah,
yeah.
Shit. But they glad to be here, man. 85%ers, what's up with y'all?
Yeah. And to the left
Come on.
Of me.
That's what need to stand up. Fuck
oh
me.
Oh, my God.
No, because nope.
Oh my God.
No, because no.
This lady right here really needs no introduction.
Not
I
for
mean,
real.
Yes, I do. You kind of treat me like everybody.
No, that's what you say.
I'm just saying. That means that you're a great person and everybody. Her reputation proceeds.
Come on now.
She's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
She's talented.
Come on.
She's an entrepreneur,
Come
businesswoman.
On.
Smart, intelligent, and fine. Listen, and fine. You've probably seen this young lady all over your social media websites.
Come
even on your premium cable package.
Plays her own instruments.
Come on, plays her own does her own stunts.
Come on, man.
Come on,
top rope
that life.
Shit. About
might,
that life.
Might sing you a ballad, might whoop your ass.
Might whoop your ass and then sing
all
about
the
it.
Way from H Town. Houston, man.
Don't
wait.
Walk.
Florida,
yeah.
Georgia, Detroit. Overseas.
The South,
oh,
man.
Can't
she
do
from
bio.
The South.
Military
man.
Kid.
Come on. Miss Johnny Blaze.
Come on now.
Miss Johnny
Way more people
Blaze.
Clapping, which should happen. This should be happening, but just notice the amount of claps.
Come on, man.
That's what I'm saying. That should happen.
Hold on.
Not hating. I'm just
I
saying.
Say
Chad
shit.
Clap for me. Everybody clap for Chad.
That's it.
Now nah, she's tapping for Chad. Don't clap for Chad, motherfucker. Clap for me.
Johnny Blaze.
Okay,
you know what? I don't want
to
be here no more.
Introduce yourself to the 85
South. Joe, I ain't been here so long. Oh, you know what? Go ahead, baby.
This is the 85 South Show. The blackest podcast onto and onto
the
internet.
The bestest.
Listen, onto internet.
Come on, man. They be waiting for this.
The blackest podcast.
Every Friday.
Voted
fuck
the number one black show amongst black people.
Easily. Easily.
I mean, it's brought up in every conversation.
Come on.
Anytime black people are talking about black things, guess what they say? Hey, they got them 85
cents. 85 cents, man.
That's a motherfucker. Hey,
them boy crazy.
That motherfucker's
crazy. Hey, crack smoking your body? Hello.
Hello.
Lose man, they're going to lose man. Hello.
Right in your face.
Katie, I wish you was here.
Johnny, what's up, girl? How you doing? Introduce yourself to our audience, our fans. First of all,
to the three people that don't know you.
They're so fucking dope. Like, they have changed my whole energy, my vibe. Like, hi, I'm Johnny Blaze.
Yeah,
what the
she
fuck
is
up, 85 South? I don't even know how to explain what just happened.
Where do we start, Johnny? Where do you want to start tonight?
I'm going to let you drive the boat. I'm going to let you drive the boat.
Uh-huh. Do you want me to start from the front?
Come on
and
now.
Then go to the back.
Hey, get
or
deep
do
in that
you
water.
Want to go from the bike.
The bike.
To the front.
Let me drive the boat. Get in the water.
Let's start presently then.
Let's go with today.
You are currently doing great things musically. Tell us about these projects. Give us some names, links. Where can we find the music?
Wow. I don't even know. I'm speechless because it's just so much happening in my life that's with music. People really are starting to see that, you know, I do, which I applaud them for having a live band in their, like, session. Like, it's crazy. Like, a whole guitarist and a keyboardist.
Hold on.
Like,
don't say nothing yet. Don't say nothing else.
You know.
Give me some help. Hold up. Not an instrument.
Sorry. Did I say something wrong?
Y'all still getting hooked up? Oh, well, play the intro.
Yeah.
Oh,
we got you.
I think that's dope because I play instruments too. Excuse the coughing.
We would love for you to.
Oh, no, I already begged y'all. Like, yeah, y'all have to do it. I begged. Okay. Yeah. Gotta let me play. I think that's dope, but I'm working on a record that's out right now, Bon Appetit, and I have a great team. This fixing, you know, doing my EP along the way. I like doing street work and footwork, so I sent over, like I was telling y'all before, like 3,500 drops for DJs across the world.
We need ours. Give
yeah,
us
I don't mind if you got 20 right other now. People you know you close to and trust. Give me them too. What's
no,
up?
We don't know nobody.
No, I'm just saying whoever it is. Oh, okay.
They
well,
backed us into a corner, baby. We dole up.
Okay.
Give
so
us an 85
just,
South Show drop
that's
right now.
Fine.
Right now?
Give it to okay. Right now. What's up? This your girl Johnny Blaze. You dig? I want to shout out to my family, my friends, 85 South. You dig? The staff, the cameraman, the volume man, the people that's making me laugh at this table.
What the Weed fuck man. Is a volume man?
He, it gotta be him.
Oh, volume man. There it is.
He the one that kind of like you volume. Do like the. I don't know the terminology, but I just assume you're something that's very important, like that's, you know. So, and the camera guy, I'm sorry, I don't know everybody's name because I'm new here. I mean, shit, give me a break, but I see what y'all do. That's the most account.
Now, Volume Man is new to everybody.
My friends and family, like, I appreciate the shit. Like, I've been working out a lot. I play 6 instruments. I sing. I write. I compose. I know I'm a thick girl. I know it's obvious. I'm not no blindsided.
Where's the thick Tyler? I ain't seen no.
Like, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get what men see, but then what attracts.
I get
attracts,
what men see. Hilarious.
You know, I get it, but I want them to see more. When they see that other part, that piano,
come
it's
on.
Like I get a different respect.
It and does it, make
it's the,
it.
It's the creepiest shit ever. I'm not gonna lie. Like, it'll be a dude like, oh, you fine as hell, but that piano
we're not
shit.
Even gonna show them how fine
that
you
piano
this
shit
right
is
now,
crazy.
It's all about your mind.
Yeah,
yeah,
like, so
if you look at her page,
she's not gonna show you walking.
Yeah, I play hella. I hella.
Because we so respectful.
I play. Thank you.
Yeah, we don't care about thank your finances. You. If you didn't bring your intelligence, you could just leave.
Right.
Aww.
Who wants to see ass? Ass?
Come on, man.
Nah. Y'all want to see that, too.
Nah.
Who wants to do that?
Nah. We good on that. We good.
I mean, come on.
We just progressive black men
like,
over here.
Am I on Instagram
this
looking at
about,
no.
Because we don't want our little ass women to be left out.
I like little ass women
now.
Women
with little asses going to see
the ass
and
be feeling
some
type of way. Like, they fine, too. They fine, too.
This is an intellectual podcast.
You know, this is an open-minded. But look, back to the music.
Podcast with book readers.
I play instruments.
Can you play this
I sing.
Guitar?
I can't, but I have these. Oh, but I can play. I can still play
that.
Either one.
I heard.
She
that.
Plays
I,
left
I'm
hand
like,
guitar
yeah, I'm
backwards.
Like begging. I beg the keyboardist that I can do
this.
That.
Well, let me get my interview.
Because
shit
it's kind of hard when you have
7 minutes of interview shit.
Go.
So
what?
When did you really discover your musical talent?
I was born with it.
Born.
You born with whatever talent you
when
have. You're born with how you are. Like when I was 6, I started playing classical music, Beethoven, Mozart,
yeah.
Wolfgang. My mom didn't have a lot, so she brought me a keyboard. It was like $26 in Walmart. I never
but when
forget
you said
it.
Wolfgang, for some some reason, I feel like I needed to shout out Gucci right there. You said Wolf Gang. And I then I was just like, Brick Squad. In my mind, I don't know if that's subliminal programming or what. But as soon as you said Wolf Gang, I just heard Gucci's like, Brick Squad. In my mind. it might have been that smooth shit. I don't mean it.
It's okay. It's cool. My mom brought me a keyboard that was this big, but you could still hear the notes up and down. So. She brought me a cassette tape of classical music, and they were cassette tapes, so you put them in the radio. And I'd hear, and I'll hear ding, 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 ding. But if I'll hit and hear ding, 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 I'm like, that's not right. And I'll hit it till it's right, and I started putting my hands together. By the time I was nine, I was playing classical music.
That's so cool. Do you see how your story goes right with our instrumental?
Oh, my God. Like some, like, you know.
That just God showing us we right where we're supposed to be, where we at.
So that's what I ended up doing.
9-year-old musical genius.
I didn't realize I was doing it, so I used to go to church a lot. My grandfather, you know, made us go. And the reason why, I'm going to be honest, Lord forgive me, but the reason why I like to go because of they had a live band, and it was music. It was singing. So I sat in the front at Idlewild Baptist Church, and I seen this lady named Sister Priscilla.
Shout out to Sister Priscilla.
Black lady playing piano and her voice. Mm-hmm. You know, she was kind of like a thicker woman, but you could tell it was no struggle, like a Jasmine Sullivan. Like, and I just, like, would look, but then I would also notice it was white people, Chinese, Spanish people at our church getting up literally in tears off this lady's voice. I'm like, dang, I know I could play piano now. I know I could play drums. Let me go and do this. My grandfather had a bass. I used to go and run and try to sneak and try to, you know, play with it. And I was like, I got to sing. So I used to try to go like this, try to figure out if I could sing or not. And I sung at a wedding. Then I started doing it more and more and more. I was like, oh, I can sing. Put it together, fast forward. Now I'm doing records with Fetty Wap, Black Youngster, T.K. Kravitz. I have a record.
No. You're not just about to
NBA
say
young boy.
One of my favorite niggas and then just leave it like that. Where the fuck Fetty Wap been?
I have two of them.
I'm looking for this. Man, that nigga had the summers on fire.
Oh, no, he's still,
hey, what's up? Hello.
He's still here.
I wanted that nigga. You know to make what I like is that you can, hey, what's
you,
up, hello.
You can know, you always Fetty know an artist
tell
by their voice.
He owed me a song called, hey, what's up? Hello. Just a nice song about speaking to people.
He was really dope. Zay told
hey, what's up? Hello.
And that I was, now nice that I think about it, he did have his own. I was man, just saying that he had his own voice. Like, you know, if he would put something out right now, you know
so
that it would be him.
Yeah.
That nigga taught me to speak to women three times. Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's
hello.
Up? Hello.
You don't just show up on some hey. You gotta be, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
Hello.
That's you smooth.
Niggas be copying here. Nigga is like.
Not just peep game everywhere game is.
Yeah, baby.
That meant something.
That means a lot. Like,
shout out to Fetty Wap. Fetty Wap, just know, you always good on 85 South Show, my boy. You a legend in these streets.
One of the best ad-libs of all time. Yeah, baby. That shit,
Nigga, he started a crack enterprise with his trap.
But you know what? That's the same thing that when people, and not to bring him up, but, you know, he's a close friend of mine. I've known him since I was, like, I was, like, 18. And I went on tours and watched. Soulja Boy is what he is, regardless of what people want to laugh.
Free Soulja Boy.
I got this backstory that I've been saving about that how we got Fetty Wap on Wildin' Out, his first, you know, second season.
What you saving it for?
Because I was going to put it in the book. Bro, I got the old picture of Fetty Wap with no hair. He had the blind box.
Right.
Shortcut.
Bro, it had snowed real bad, right? And they was like, all the guests couldn't really make it. We was like, nigga, you need to get this young nigga Fetty Wap. And they was like, who? This before he had really hit.
People didn't understand. Up north they did, though. Jersey was.
Man, that nigga had.
It was slipping over to New York. It was slipping over to Connecticut.
Burning up. All the kids was playing this shit because I knew the
and
girl
doing
was
challenges.
A teacher. And then she sent me a video of the kids singing Fetty Wap. I was like, who the fuck is Fetty Wap? Then she sent me the video, and I was like, this nigga looks scary, but he was a nice nigga. I thought he was like going to be, Fetty Wap was going to be like 21 Savage.
He's
like
okay.
Some real Murder street shit. Shit. But this nigga came out, so, hey, what's up? Hello. I was like, I like this nigga. Out the gate. And then I like the other one he had. I'm sorry, how to do. Right? I love that one. That's
the
shit.
Drake one, too.
Oh,
he
come
had
on,
with
man.
That too. That
man,
one was
nigga,
the one
yeah,
that. It was
on Smash.
That nigga had about nine of them in a row. I just want you to be mine.
He's for real because he know every song, but those were.
Yeah.
I fucks with Fetty Wap.
So it was like a gift to me because he would, see, I'm big on DMing. This is what I use my DMs for.
Right.
I know I got a big following. I got 1.7 million. Anybody going to look at something like that with a check?
Aww, all of them. Hell yeah. I told you I follow 38 of your accounts, two all spam of. Accounts.
Come
the
on.
Bad bitch accounts that be posting all your bitch. I feel everything.
I'm it's confusing.
That. Bro, I have to rehab my Instagram sometime. I'm sick of following it's all y'all confusing. Fine ass ungrateful. When we been talking to y'all in the comments for four like, fucking
say
years.
Something back.
Y'all see us.
Fucking say something back.
Some regular niggas who making it possible.
I'm a human being.
Well, let us stop liking shit. Y'all gonna fall off. Ain't no flat tummy tea.
Ain't nothing
ain't
shit.
Ain't none of that.
Ain't none of that. Shit.
I'm a human being.
It's gonna be just niggas just posting old sports highlights.
Nigga, look at Charles Oakley fight.
We ignoring these ungrateful motherfuckers. This bitch seen me.
You about to start so liking
you need to post that.
700
say
times.
We going on strike of
we
liking bitches.
Doing regular
yeah, we
shit.
Sick of y'all fine ass.
That's
we
it.
Sick.
Fuck that vacation
we
pictures.
We about to follow all these private women who got jobs and got to work tomorrow.
We like
that's about
to
get
going
all
to
like,
get the mail on Instagram.
We about to just be like regular bitches shit. Of macaroni and cheese and,
that's
and
it.
Easter
regular
clothes.
Shit.
Regular shit.
Arts and crafts.
Honda Accord.
Bitches playing Tecmo Bowl.
Her kids outside every day right. Dressed alike.
Her worrying.
What? On her way to work with the
a
work
bitch
band.
A bitch worrying is worth my like. Fuck you talking about. Stress?
Sick of y'all fine women.
A regular stressed out
hotel
bitch?
Hotel workers and cafeteria
at?
Ladies.
Tyler Chronicles, hit my DM, regular stressed out
don't
bitch.
Don't hit my DM. Fuck each and every one of you.
No, the regular stressed out.
No,
I ain't talking about
y'all.
The fine ones. I ain't talking
I'm
about Johnny them.
It ain't no fine ones, Tyler. They all fucked up.
How?
You man, you sick. From the inside
my
out.
DMs oh, look like the emergency room. These
up.
Bitches really think I work this hard to fuck with them. No, I fuck with y'all when I fall off. I'm on my way up. You think I put in all this work to fuck with you? What make you think I like that? I can't have no standards. Carlos gonna like this. No, the fuck he's not.
Man,
you better not make no jokes about me. You know you fucked up if that's the warning you gotta give me before you tell me anything. You fucked up. Don't say nothing about this on stage. This is some stage-worthy shit that you about to expose me to. This is all the shit I should be talking about on stage. If I'm ever gonna be great.
The cameraman has walked.
I can't rent. I can't rent on my
shit.
Own show.
That's the realest shit, though. Cause
I
got a couple pictures
say,
of them ugly titties
I was
in my
just
DM.
Gonna say bro, that's
you talking about dick pictures with the ugly titties is in there too. Bitches got seven stomachs.
And you don't
want to
see,
see
that.
No, nah, exactly. So it's, it
so
shit happens
you know
to
how
everybody.
I feel.
It happens to everybody. That's
bro,
all I'm saying.
God has blessed me so good.
Large
with
pussy
media.
Women.
Because it just be regular nice ladies sometimes who are sneaking me like, huh, he won't work titty. Don't tell nobody.
Don't tell
and
nobody.
They all send the, it'd be like the shit that disappeared.
Yeah,
like
that's
I'd be
a
like,
dissolving
ooh,
one.
Did I see that or
yeah.
No?
It could have happened.
Come on, man.
It could have happened.
Come on.
I like the dissolving titties
I'm
if
sorry,
they don't look all that great.
Sometimes we have rents and we go on tangents. And I have to express things, Johnny Blaze.
Right. Johnny Blaze type ain't going to never send you nothing in your DM is what you're saying.
What I'm saying is, yes. I don't care. Bro, I'm living my best life right now. My
but crush, it's a boost, though. It'll be a boost.
My crush has been responding to all of my
humor. Come on.
My crush watches this show.
Come on. What's up?
Shout out to her.
Got yeah. To shout out to her. That's
she,
it.
If she ever checked these DMs, it's over for these hoes. We cancel the whole
show. My
summer.
Boy off the market.
Good father, good faithful all summer.
Come on, man.
What?
Not cheating.
I'm talking about working the grill at her mama house.
Come
man.
On. Towel on the shoulder?
Oh,
what?
Man.
Washing her mom's car.
Shout out to you. See, that shit could change
man.
A nigga. See,
good
that
nigga
shit change a nigga
summer.
Day.
She answered this
see,
DM.
Changed
his
life.
Over.
A life change. All you got to do is
like
answer a nigga DM.
No, I've answered a DM and I'm in hell right now.
Oh, for
I
real?
You ain't
got block button.
You ain't
good.
Seen a nigga be
definitely
a good nigga like I'm about to be a good nigga.
Bro, I can't. Hey, bro, I can't wait to see.
Expressing feelings. Communicating with her.
Hey, look, I'm a cheerleader for you, bro.
Texting back 2-3 sentences at a time.
Ain't nothing better than black love.
Expressing myself.
Even if she white a little bit.
Come on, man. That's where I'm at with it.
She might be white. I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Can't even see these other hoes. Blind. Hello?
That's going to be the shit.
There's some hoes in here I ain't seen. Nothing.
That's going to be the shit because you already be talking shit to them on Twitter. I can't.
Black men the most faithful niggas out here.
Immediately.
I'm telling you, Johnny.
I'm telling you. We don't do nothing but right.
Go ahead, Johnny.
What's that? What'd you say?
Oh, that was just it.
See, but it's like a response. So, oh, let's get into that. You responded to a DM, and now you regret it.
Yes.
What happened?
I told you.
Oh, that was that one.
This
you responded to that.
Hold on,
you didn't say
question.
That.
What's your screening process these days?
Here we go. Great question.
What do you mean?
How do you screen these messages at 1.7?
I go.
It's a lot of traffic.
I'm gonna be honest. My friend just posted recently a picture of me on my phone. He said, "This bitch always on her phone." But
hold on, I want
to
hear this story.
I'm on my phone because that's how I make the most money. Where I'm able to still go to studio time 8 hours, and all I have to do is just Cash App, Zelle, PayPal. You know what I'm saying? It's very easy. It's promo. People want promo from a 1.7 page. So majority of my shit be that. But I do get those uncomfortable. And even when I feel like it is, I automatically delete it. That's my scanning. My scanning process is different because I be thinking about money.
When the last time a nigga said something slick and you was like, I fucks with it.
Yeah, it's hell right now.
That's the one. Damn.
That was the one.
He was slick and nasty.
That was the one, Daniel, son.
Damn.
Yeah.
That nigga had it all. Wasted it. He wasted it with a stupid video.
Any DMs that a person sends you,
Tyler, hey, stop spreading that nonsense. Y'all don't listen to her.
Give the 85%ers some DM tips to the males out there who are just failing.
Hey, first of all, just saying
some news they can use.
Saying hey.
Don't say that, I'm a nice guy, and nobody when you going to give a nice
that's
guy
a lesson
a
right there. Don't this nobody give a fuck about how nice you are.
Or you look cute.
This is what you
got to
do.
Ignore.
This is what you got
to
do.
Ugly niggas think just because you're nice, somebody supposed to
no random DM. You go to a story. You respond to an actual story.
With a heart emoji.
In a funny way. Maybe. Nah, hey,
yeah,
you missed,
that's the failure.
You miss your left knee
them
on the lotion.
Too.
Nah, I feel like you can't be a nigga jumping out the gate with emojis. You got to come
not
with
emojis.
Words. Not emojis. Right out the gate.
Or saying
this
something.
Just an icebreaker, right a little quip.
Nah, because it's too tricky. What if your fingers slip? You send the wrong one.
No, what are you saying?
You meant to
you're
send the eggplant.
Me.
You send the bitch the rainbow.
I never mentioned emojis.
She said emojis.
Oh, she did. I never mentioned that.
Hey, young
I never
dude,
said that.
Don't never jump out the gate responding with emojis. Your fingers slip. You send the wrong shit.
Don't send an emoji until after you have sex. Because emojis could be misconstrued.
What if you fuck around and send the bitch the water gun? Now she think you on the rob.
You a squirter. You a grown man, but you squirt.
That's I'm going to stop saying the word bitch. Because I know exactly who I say it to. Mm-hmm. Like I'm addressing like the old school hip hop ladies.
90s.
Like chicks who
West
fight
Coast
at
niggas.
Gucci Mane concerts. Because I know who my audience is.
Right.
I don't want nobody
to
take
who's
offense.
Your audience, bro?
My audience is chicks who fuck their nail up the first day they get them done.
Mm. I do.
Every time. I'm talking about every time.
Every time.
Smudge one, break one. Something end up fucked up on one of them. That's that's who the ladies I fuck with. Chicks who drive 07 Dodge Chargers.
Ooh, the first one.
Yeah, but the cigarette lighter don't work.
It can't. It cannot work.
But she got the cord that goes to the radio.
Oh, my God.
He got a tape to a CD deck.
I know who fuck with me. Man. Those chicks who not nurses, but they work at the hospital.
Come
somewhere.
On. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. They keeping the hospital going somehow.
Women who think they can impress you because they have a manly-ass job. I work at the Goodyear factory. I throw 200 tires a day.
Right. Bitch got 3 back braces.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Woman, she has 3
back
braces.
I know
who
likes me.
That's to watch this show.
Right.
That's to watch this show. Ladies that play with themselves for their cookie something.
Fine woman who only smoke cigarettes with her cousin. She, give me that cigarette.
They only smoke when they drunk a little bit.
Right, a little bit. She just want to hit it 2 times.
Let me hit that Newport. Let me hit that Newport
2 times.
I hit that Newport 2 times and
two
I get to talking.
Times.
I just get to talking.
Women who get wet when they get wine drunk.
Come on now.
I know who watches
that's
this
the
show.
Ones that's watching.
I read the comments, okay? Trust me. Trust me, John. We took all the fans.
Yeah.
That didn't have a show to be a fan of.
Come on,
people who watch TV or you know listen to other podcasts for 7 to 9 minutes and be like, man, is she like me for? Like people who prefer old episodes of the 85 South show
over new episodes
over
of anything
new
else.
Episodes
come on,
of
somebody,
else.
I'm one of them people.
Now look, I address them.
I watched the Long Beach episode the other day at the gym.
Man, you can't even talk your shit on the podcast no more. The wrong motherfuckers think you're talking about them. So that way, we just got to make general statements from now on. These are general statements from now on. Because I don't want anyone in their feelings. Because I don't want you to think that we sitting over here thinking about you.
We ain't.
And this
well,
goes,
they ain't.
This goes for
business.
Old hoes and all. Old hoes and all. A lot of old hoes think that a lot of the content of this show is about them.
Now, that's
it
a
probably
problem.
Is.
It's really not.
It's not.
It's
it
really
never
not.
Is.
It's really not.
We wash
understand.
It off. My dick on the outside.
We
wash that shit off immediately. Y'all shit on the inside.
Them.
That's why y'all keep shit bottled up.
It's about a
nanny. We wash a woman off immediately. Soon we take a shower. She gone.
Oh, my God. Don't tell them. They didn't know.
I shouldn't have said that.
Werewolves don't tell them.
Damn, my fault. I got
what high. They going to say when we pretend like they hurt our feelings?
Okay, so this goes down to. I don't know what they going to do, my when fault. When was have y'all that. Ever had your heart that. Broken?
I ain't even say that.
Yes.
Have you ever had your heart broken?
Yes. The first time.
Majority of the time when that happens, that's when it flips.
Now, this shit.
But if mine was different.
Who you think broke my heart?
I don't know. Something had to have happened.
First day, bitch cut me at the water fountain. I was thirsty as fuck. As soon as I get to the water fountain, the teacher was like, come on.
Yeah, time to go. You can't even drink. In Mississippi?
All the way until I got home.
This nigga can't get no water in Mississippi.
We had
stanking little bitch.
Recess. I ain't trusted him since.
She ever since. Me, and she was musty, I bet.
Nah, I didn't snitch, though.
I'm talking about a real heartbreak. Of course you didn't snitch.
That broke his heart. What you mean it ain't real? See how women try to judge
have
your heartbreak?
You really,
that's the problem. Women judging your heartbreak.
No,
shit hurt.
I mean, like, what I mean,
nigga,
like,
2001 when we lost to the Celtics?
Nobody's ever broken your heart. Okay, has
fucking
somebody
Paul had... Pierce.
No. Oh, you mad. What happened? You ever had your heart broken before?
Yes.
No.
Like, in a relationship.
Who did it, bro?
No, I don't want to know that, but I want to... So, he's never gotten his heart broken before, right? So, therefore, he could do certain shit and say certain shit. But you have, but you'll... Because it's like a bloodline. You'll see your partners be like that, so you'll have it. But you still have that side where you're like, yeah, that's wrong.
This is different. It wasn't, this is, I don't even want to get into it.
When you get your heart broken.
I know I'm right. Y'all niggas be getting your hearts hurt, and then y'all want to blame. That is wrong.
You're a dog.
I have feelings.
When you had some feelings, my nigga? What year was it?
He got his heart broken.
It was when the Lakers lost the championship.
All right, let me ask you this. Which one hurt more? When you got your heart broken or when you got your elbow tattoo?
I have to tell you something, boy.
Tell the truth.
Ain't nothing hurt worse than this shit. Everybody did anything on your elbow. That shit hurt like a motherfucker. That's the one to make your eye close. That's the one to make your eye close. You a woman, though. You can have babies.
Oh, shit.
Y'all have different pain thresholds.
You have feelings, woman.
Yeah, I had feelings for real. Yeah, I got hurt before. Shit.
What she do, bro?
Bro,
we need this kind of content for the podcast.
Yeah. You see how I'm trying not to get into it?
No, because think about it.
Some niggas can be a wet. That can happen to me.
And he zoomed in on it.
She did.
You're trying to be a man.
She started fucking with a nigga that had more money. Lost to his
Nigga, that's how it get.
That's how it go. Yeah, I didn't know that. I wasn't an adult at the time.
Oh, that's what heartbreak me. Oh, yeah. Nigga. Hey, how much? Hey, plug the camera in.
We're going to
be here for a minute.
That's heartbreak, nigga. Right. That shit still hurt.
I never lost to a better nigga. I always lost to a nigga with more paper.
But you don't think it's about the money.
And a nigga ever came with less paper.
I'm like 20 at a time, so you don't think about it until you
crying.
Get older.
These are tears of happiness. Because I finally have found a circle where I can relate to.
Nigga, I'm telling you, this shit happened to the best of us, my
hold
nigga.
Hold on. Let me speak on it.
Talk
I have
to
never
him.
Lost to a nigga with less money.
Never.
You that nigga could never show up with less than
come
I
on,
had
man.
And did more.
I
it
fight everybody
never
in the room.
Happened.
I will fight everybody in the room.
Because a nigga didn't even know how to
you
budget less than me.
You broke nigga over me, bitch. I'm fighting everybody in the room.
If
get
a
out
nigga
the room.
Had less than me, how he gonna budget? He don't even have nothing to manage.
He good.
I made the bare minimum requirement. She couldn't go nowhere but up. I guess I set myself up for this failure. I was a starter, nigga.
Why y'all
at
do
some
that?
Point.
Talk to us.
Why do we do what?
There you go. Talk to us.
Why
you
do
get
we
yourself
do
in this conversation. You know you're part of it.
I started.
You try to get on your phone when we talked about a woman leaving
she
a nigga for a nigga with more money.
So
come on with the story.
Gonna leave me?
No, I've dealt with many people that I've made.
You ain't never left a nigga for another nigga? They
no,
have more
not,
money?
No, because
you ain't never
I
had a
was,
friend that did
I
it.
I was a breadwinner.
You had a homegirl that did it? Yeah, you are. You're right.
Like,
so put yourself out of this. What, a homegirl that did the shit?
I mean,
yeah, the fuck you
I,
did.
Yeah, I have right. Hella friends that do that.
Exactly.
I don't judge them. I mean,
call
it's
them.
Just,
FaceTime them right now.
No, don't. I don't want
to
see that.
No, it's more of
I got
like,
something
they're single.
To ask them.
They're more of being single and just doing them. And I don't see nothing
nah,
wrong with
fair.
It because guys do what they want. They use girls.
Nah, nigga will pick a chick
women
up from the bus stop
guys,
and
like,
change their life.
I honestly.
We
got,
only niggas that do
okay,
that.
So
chicks
this,
don't never
this,
pick up no homeless
this is a
nigga.
Perfect example. I was talking to a guy like 2 years ago.
Okay.
No, three now. Thank
that'd be
Jesus.
On me. I need
3 years ago, and shit. I know I made more than him, and he was terrible. He was an abuser. He had a drinking problem, all this crap, right? Very terrible.
Could have been with one of us.
But no.
Without the abuse and no money.
Listen though.
Two years ago, I had money. God damn.
But I would do.
That's
look,
when I just started making money.
Shit.
And I'm a nice guy. You could have been with
me. Oh, it must have hurt. It must have hurt.
I don't even hurt be, listen. I ain't with no abuse. I beat the pussy.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So,
I'm sorry. Go ahead, John.
It's okay.
Abuse?
Yes. Very abusive.
Nigga, broken abuse.
But listen.
Tell you something.
It doesn't always come at the beginning. It doesn't always come at the beginning. So it was like a slow, like, on, after like 9 months. Like,
ain't no excuse for the nigga, but go ahead.
But, and it's no excuse at all. But what I learned from it is that I took care of a person. I wanted better for the person. And
that does happen
they,
to y'all.
Like, I just wanted to see this person blossom and then be bigger than what I knew he could be.
Okay. Y'all will do that sometimes. Yeah. But we do it more.
Me,
though.
When it comes to like relationships, like I don't know what guys like, they're just so different, you know? Like you
how many niggas here fucked the chick that asked for change before? Raise your hand.
Wait, that asked for change.
Bruh. We'll pick
you,
the women up from the depths
before.
Wait. Oh, you
I'm
mean
supposed
like,
to believe that shit.
From the depths.
We will pick a woman up from the bus stop and make it.
Who the fuck is we?
Men. Women don't do that. Men will take a woman that's like not even working, yeah, not
so
doing shit.
So you think a nigga ain't never got
not doing a shit, though. Think about it, Los. You ain't never talked to a girl that didn't do shit?
Yes.
Exactly. Women barely do that.
But I didn't know she didn't just show up and tell me she didn't do shit.
Nigga, you knew she didn't do
she
shit.
She disguised it. She tried to make it seem like she did a lot
all
of
right,
shit.
Right, you heartbreaker and you know heart. What's these little serious questions that you had to get, go ahead and ask me? Because you talking about you was going to stab, stab, jab, jab. I want
to
hear here, now,
she
please, please.
She's trying to get to
I want to get to the meat because you was scaring me a little bit, but you got a little soft spot to you, so.
Who?
You. So
where is it? Is it visible?
Yes, it's very
visible. Oh, my God. What happened? When did I expose myself, buddy? Why wasn't it hard?
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, welcome back to the 85 Stop Show. No, we don't. We got some G-Spot music.
G-Spot music.
G-Spot music. Keep all this.
Turn it to a party. Johnny Blaze is in the building.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
This when gangbangers go to the white strip club.
Yeah.
What's up with it?
This when a nigga take his leather jacket off to start skating backwards. Yeah.
I've been trying so hard.
Yeah. That shit harder than that gas station dick pill.
One time for the gas station. Keeping these hoes in check.
Back to liking pictures on the Instagram.
Of course.
Liking pictures.
You got a break? Yeah, go ahead. We got you.
Take a break.
Plus, it's kind of what they wanted to see anyway.
They want to see you anyway.
85%ers. They was like, we can see you.
85%ers. 85.
I'm Lil. Lil what? Lil Thick. Okay. G-Spot music.
Pull up to the G-Spot. Hey, that's where the gangsters hang out.
You my nigga. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Man, you the coldest nigga.
Hey, let me tell you something.
The coldest nigga that's starving.
Let me tell you something, man.
That hat stands for starving for all the slow people.
Come on now.
Bro, when y'all put this fucking ass shit together, I need a gospel singer to sing on this.
Come on.
Liking all the pictures on the Instagram of all the big booty women.
Hey.
They've been taking these pictures since last year, Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
When she first lost weight, when she first started going to the gym drinking water.
Summertime.
The booty got bigger, but the waist got smaller.
Got little.
She took her shirt off. Let me see them titties. I ain't know they was big.
Both nipples, both nipples.
Ain't got no stretch marks on her stomach. She ain't got no kids.
No damn kids.
She's so damn fine. And she know it too. That's why she's sharing pictures, sending videos of me and you. Looked at her story. She clapping ass cheeks at the pool.
Yes,
I'm like, oh my God. Went from a church girl to acting a fool.
A substitute.
To act up summer. She want to ride some dick. It's an act up summer.
Hey,
she want to ride some dick.
Yeah.
And because the act up summer. They want to ride some dick.
Come on.
They going to act up this summer.
All summer.
And try to ride some dick. Hold on. Let me tell you about that bitch who gave me head at the motherfucking pool. Giving neck like a motherfucking fool.
Come on.
And she was fine and so motherfucking cool.
Uh-huh.
I might call her after this, my dude.
Oh, hey.
She was cool. Her name was Sandy.
Okay.
Her pussy was good, taste like candy.
Miami.
Her skin was brown and so sandy. She was too damn mean, too demanding.
Hey.
I couldn't talk to her. I couldn't act with her. She always want me to sit and smoke a black with her.
Come on.
I'm like, damn, smoke too much. Every time she come to the crib, she smoke all of my weed. I'm like, damn, hold on, do you have money? She always said, damn low, she's so funny, but she using me, trying to abusing me, sucking me up, and she was using me. I'm
come
like, ooh, that's cute. She was playing on my dick like a flute.
Come on.
Said, ooh, that's cute. She was playing on my dick
like a flute.
It's an act up summer. They want to ride some dick. They want to ride some dick. It's an act up summer. They want to ride some dick. They want to ride some dick. I said act up summer. They want to ride some dick. What? They want to ride some dick. Because it's an act up summer. They want to ride some dick. Hold on. Let me tell you about the bitches with the motherfucking lace fronts who be thinking they cute. Walking around looking like a goddamn fool. I said bitches with the lace front thinking they cute. With the bad attitude and be acting a fool. I said
hold on.
I'll bring it down.
Break it down.
Walking around like a motherfucking clown.
Clown.
I said, hold on, scoot it down.
Scoot it.
Walking around like a motherfucking clown.
Come
say, hold
on,
Johnny's back.
Hey.
And she brought all that with her.
Yeah.
Sometimes put it in my face and then eat it like dinner.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm cool.
Cool.
And I don't really give no fuck.
No fuck.
Because I'm orange around the mouth, black around the back. Hey, like Daffy Duck.
Ah. Say, yeah.
Because I'm freaky like that.
Like that.
I'm about to act up too.
Like, do it.
Hitting her with the motherfucking dick print and the baby daddy body too.
Yeah.
Hey. I said, walking around with no shirt on. Hey, hitting a bitch with the chest hair.
Right.
I give a fuck about my little bit of gut because I got some money in it. I ain't playing fair.
Say, hold on,
I'm somebody's father. Hey,
come on.
Hey, but they ain't calling me dad.
Hey.
Hey, I might pull up in a big black truck or an old school cab.
Come on.
Yeah, and this real life facts. Yeah, I got 15 cars. Yeah, and I'm fucking these hoes.
Come on.
Yeah, because they know who I are because it's the act of summer.
Yeah.
They want to ride some dick. Yeah,
they want to ride some dick
because it's the act of summer.
They want to ride some dick.
Yeah, they want to ride some dick. It's an act up summer. They wanna ride some dick. What? They wanna ride some dick. It's an act up summer. They wanna ride some dick. What? They wanna ride some dick. Sue all of my niggas. Yeah, who paying that rent? Yeah, walk around like daddy. Yeah, showing big dick print. Hold on. Yeah.
Walk around the house in my drawers, cause I pay all the bills.
Come on.
Hey, matter of fact, everybody go to bed, goddammit, and that's what it is. Hey, I walk around the house in my drawers, cause I pay all the bills.
Come on.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, go to bed right now, goddammit, I'm the daddy, that's what it is. Yeah. Yeah. Act up summer.
Act up summer.
They wanna ride some dick. Hey, it's an act up summer. They wanna ride some dick. Okay, yeah.
Act up summer.
If you're looking for me, I'd be in the yard washing the cars. Right before I come in there and hang up them pictures for your mama. You might as well go get you a nap because we're going to cut that yard this evening. On my daddy's shit. Hey, and when you wake up, it better not be no dishes in no sink. So what I'm saying is, wash them before you go to bed.
It's an act up summer.
Okay, act up if you want to. I'll make your ass stay in this goddamn house. And I mean that.
It's an act up summer.
Clean this goddamn living room up. And it's an act up summer.
They want to rise and dig.
Me and your mom.
It's an act up summer. They want to rise and dig.
Me and your mom. Hey, welcome back to the 85 South Show. Johnny, how was your break? And fucked around and cooked up the magic.
Right. You was the inspiration.
Said, we can't even let that play no
yeah,
more.
Yeah, they ain't.
That's
that,
dead.
If a nigga, hey, if they ain't, that. If that ain't act up summer.
Bro, you can delete that out the files.
Mark bro. That.
We can't never listen to that again.
Act up
hey,
summer.
Hey, y'all play around. You go ahead and find on, a man. Beat on that. No, for real, you should keep that and then you should really do it and then, play that shit and that do a shit beat around it and you do that shit for real. That'd be
one
an
take?
That'd be an anthem for three all verses. The niggas. All the niggas gonna say that shit.
A hook.
Come on, man.
Three verses of a
Chad
hook.
Said that's
and one
the
take.
All right, watch. You start
bridge,
playing.
A breeze and an outro. It starts with her walking by the camera, first off.
Yeah, that was
that's what niggas don't remember. Like, that's a Benny Boom.
What did I do?
No, I'm saying that's what started the song.
Hold on, man.
What, me walking past the camera?
Doom, doom, doom,
somebody
doom.
Somebody roll some weed, man. Somebody got to roll some weed out.
Man, I don't know what's happening. Let me get the back in.
I didn't do anything.
Whatever, bro.
Shout out to A, nigga.
They want
to
act up this summer. We're going to give them something to do. We're going to keep them plenty occupied. Johnny, hey, what you doing this summer?
Acting up.
My what you doing this summer? When your birthday?
Uh-oh.
June 10th.
Okay.
What that make you a Leo?
Gemini.
You and I. Yeah. T-Y.
That's why you so diverse, huh?
Okay, that's I the first so. I ever heard of that.
Yeah.
I think so.
Usually people don't say that verse for Gemini.
Bro, we can get on the keyboard for a hot minute?
Ooh! Okay.
Come on, Johnny.
Cool.
Coming from where I'm from.
Johnny, come on, man. Go
sometimes you gotta walk to work, y'all.
Come on, man. Johnny, you gonna bless us? You gonna cook up something with the 85 South Show?
Can you go after me?
Yeah, no, I just play with
you. Hey, man, somebody trying to steal somebody's Camry out there. Who's Camry?
I'm kind of thick.
Is that me? Is that the motherfucking Range Rover?
Kind of thick. Understatement.
All right, bet I'm fucking with you. I like that.
Good.
I like that one.
Nah, that's a feel good.
Come on, man.
That's a best life.
Come on, man.
Act up summer. That's a best life.
Joe, throw that up tonight.
I have no choice. Yeah, nigga. The real shit.
I need a 1 minute clip of it.
But one in the
I don't know why, but it's about to get real sexy in here. Somebody better go get a bottle of water.
And a couple more females. Just saying.
Uh-oh. I guess this is part where me and you shut the fuck up.
We get on live.
This is actually 85 South Show. This is our first live in-studio performance. If you want to see some dope shit, just be quiet and look over there. It's a vibe right now, Tyler. Light the weed up. That's what we'll do. We'll smoke dope.
Yeah, we'll do that.
What?
Yes. Somebody, use the Johnny Blaze lighter. That shit's smooth. I feel like we should raise some money for the United Negro College Fund right now. We got a whole real studio session right now. Come on, what happened to that?
So you ready?
Yeah, so go on. Look at the blunt. Look at the blunt, Tyler Rowe. Foul on the fucking plate.
It's smoking, boy. Get out of here.
Down on the fucking plate. This This is the 85 South, so this is the podcast of your dreams and your nightmares, your hopes and your futures. That's all right. Don't worry about nothing, Chad. Chad, hey, relax. She works. She's just warming up. So what you saying, baby?
Don't save me, save me down.
Shouldn't have to be like this.
Strip it down, take everything.
So you don't want none of this? So that's how you feel about me? Upset, huh? It's gonna do the keyboard like that. It's gonna take out your frustration. Oh, so you're just gonna play over me, huh? So what you trying to say?
Give me light, don't give me your love. Take away everything that's wrong.
So you gonna do this in front of everybody?
Away.
The neighbors all in my business. Girl, go back in the house. Right on the yard. Get your hands off my neck. Go back in the house. No, Mr. Officer, everything cool. Everything's cool. It's my wife.
I am stronger.
Oh, so you about to leave me? I knew. That's why I was looking.
I've been through fire. Lord, save me. Save me today.
You mad about that again?
Trim me down. Take everything.
I don't want this shit.
My name. No. Don't leave me.
Nah, I'm down, bro. I'm leaving. See, they don't never want you to leave when they get coaching.
Ooh,
I'm supposed to stay. Come on. She had a whole nigga, bro. A whole nother nigga, bro. She had that nigga around my kids and everything. Gonna write a song about me like I'm the one fucking up.
Not too slutty. Johnny B. the Nate. Joseph the Tardy. Shit so cold. Shit so crazy. Never be your bitch that'll take my lane. I'm on this one. Don't sell a booty. Chuck Teller's on with a snapback and hoodie. Came from the gutter, but they all want something. Them in all Houston's my home.
You heard how she tried to.
She flexed on you hard.
She got a nigga that's playing guitar with her. Hey, man.
I don't know if you can hear the commentary, but on, you might need to add that to the
bro,
album.
We adding elements to the show that just...
If you can have a nigga commentary on
it. You ain't even noticed, bro. I'm sitting here with no cars and shit. Welcome back to the Carlos Miller Show.
Oh, my God.
The 85 South Show.
You are
that
so amazing.
That was our musical guest for the evening, Miss Johnny Blaze. One more round of applause, ladies and gentlemen.
It's okay.
Oh, my God.
Johnny
Blaze. Wow.
Wow.
That performance was
wonderful.
Oh my God.
Thank you, Charles.
Thank you for being here, first of all.
You know, I love to shake your hand. It's an
big
honor.
Fans over here, Johnny. Big fans.
Like, big fans.
What's the name of that ditty that you were doing?
You know, that song that I did about since December. And
I really
December it. Was the day that I did it about a year ago. A guy had broke my heart. And
so that song is,
you know, and I wrote it. And you
song.
Know what's crazy? You know what's the funky part about it?
What is it?
I never recorded it.
Oh, my God.
You just did.
No, you just did.
No, now I just did. Thank you, Ben.
Just did. Maybe you should just perform it live.
Yeah, you know what? Do I think I should. At
it's
Cherry,
a feeling.
Cherry-o, it's a bar.
And my co-host with me
it's
this
not
evening,
an actual song,
Mr.
it's a feeling.
Mr. Tyler Chronicles. Hello.
A bit of dude.
Strapping young man.
Hello, hello.
Holding down the side host duties.
Hey, Mrs. Blaze, may I say that Mrs. you are extravagant. Blaze,
you are
the voice is exquisite.
Listen, let me tell you. You are a rare talent. A rare talent.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate
your name is going to be mentioned with the great.
Oh, I appreciate that.
No, because you separated yourself. You did
shall
it.
We,
no, it's not
wait,
me.
Wait, hold
you.
On. I have
no,
to stop
no,
you.
No, goddammit. It is you.
I have to stop you.
I know. Don't stop me.
I cannot let you
kiss
give
your
all
ass
that grace
right now.
I cannot.
Let me do it.
I cannot.
No.
It's but we shall toast down. To the blunt.
No.
Let's toast to blunt.
I think my blunt is out.
Would you like a lighter? Have no, Johnny Blaze no. lighter. Wait,
give
wait.
Give me the Johnny Blaze lighter. Give me the Johnny Blaze lighter.
Lighter upon us.
Where's it?
They tried to steal it.
He help me, Sarah Rude Boy. Give me the lighter.
He has it close to his balls. I don't want it.
Give me that lighter.
He tried to put it close to himself.
Preposterous.
I don't want it.
Yes, Johnny. Johnny, that was a stupendous performance.
I would play guitar, but I did this.
I didn't want you to hurt yourself.
Keep my finger in it. You're not supposed to play guitar
yes.
with your nails.
I know.
Mess up.
But if you
strings.
Really, if you just hit it, just play a note.
I can do something. Oh, and I play upside down. That means if you're playing that, we have to flip your guitar upside down.
Yeah, you're lefty.
Yeah, and I can't find a lot of lefty guitars, and it sucks. Mm. Yay.
Johnny, you'll be the first ever guest to go 2 for 2 on
first
the
ever.
Instruments. We really gotta have like.
I'm not like great like you, but I hear by ear, so it's kind of easy for me. Long as you have it in tune, right?
One time for DC on fly, the nigga play everything.
That's what I was saying. We're gonna have to have an Olympics with you in DC.
Yeah.
That nigga DC
just
played a rubber
a little
band.
Pain with your fingers, Johnny.
Ooh. Sorry, could you push the table back some?
I got you.
This
shit.
Nigga strong as shit. He works out for no reason. Of course he could.
I'm trying to be in Black Panther too, man.
Look, bro, this is the Johnny Blaze talent show. Johnny Blaze is one of the most talented ladies we've ever seen. She sings, she plays instruments.
Come on, man. It's fucking insane.
It's fucking
insane. There's not enough time of the day to learn how to
Jezebel, Jezebel.
I think she's otherworldly.
Jezebel, play me something, Jezebel.
She has to hear the tune.
Hold on, wait. She has to.
She's gonna
shut
stop
up,
you
shut
on
up.
The Carlos Miller show.
Shut up.
She's stopping Carlos Miller.
Let's be a quick time to shout out our sponsor, Biscoff Cookies. A delicious treat.
I'll make up something. So far away, I don't know where you stay, and I miss you, baby. Can you tell me, do you love me, baby?
South Show Trap.
It might not be right because I'm not a great guitarist.
Girl, you fine. Shut up. Don't worry about it.
That shit was amazing.
And I'm playing your guitar upside down because it feel weird this way. That shit be feeling weird to
that
me.
That song
so
was
I
beautiful.
My mom gave me the wrong guitar.
I gotta go punch a nigga now.
Well,
that shit
mean,
so.
You really have to.
She's like, here's the guitar. I sent you. And I was like, Mom, I'm playing it upside down. She's like, well, keep playing it like that if it feel good. Jimi Hendrix. Yeah.
First of all, can we thank you for coming and sharing your black girl magic with us?
Yay!
That rarely happens right. here.
No, it's not that it rarely happens. It's just that, bro, you see.
That
you
was
know,
rare as fuck.
But
that
I mean, that's very
anywhere.
Rare.
Yeah.
But you know how our schedule
I be trying
is,
to ask
man.
Radio, like, when I go to radios and stuff like that. I'm like, yo, can I bring my keyboard? That's
stop
what
asking.
Start doing.
Just do it.
Yeah, I'm going to bring my.
They'll say, no, don't bring that shit in here.
2 days ago.
Oh,
but
man.
I'm going to go back to guitar scene. I'm going to buy another one.
They'll get you another
one.
Tell them your Instagram.
Nah, they're fired.
So they can follow you.
Oh, so I got these lighters. My Instagram is on them, too. So if you see me, I'll just give you one.
Tell them so they can follow you.
That one's mine.
We have a lot of subscribers.
This was mine.
My Instagram is
different.
My real name, which is Japelle Von Krishna. That is my real name. I'm an Air Force kid. But if you type in JZAP,
or just put in Jay-Z A. It's that long ass word with that little blue check, and you can just press it. DM me, and ask me question.
I love the little blue check stunt. That was like in the little blue check.
No, because sometimes it's two of them that looks like my name that also has a blue check, and I don't want them to think it was me because I said Jay-Z. So it's Jay-Z A, and it'll pop up. This long ass.
There's two other Jay-Z's.
Follow me. Just because I got a blue check don't mean I won't follow you back. Actually, I'm going to follow everybody in this room.
You're not going to follow everybody back, Jordan. There's some people on this shit.
I know you can't follow everybody back. I followed 7,500 people, right?
That's crazy.
I had just cleaned it and got it to 2,000. Oh, okay. So it'd be like fans.
Your timeline was crazy.
I just be liking to follow people and then I have to simmer it down. Then it might go up again because I'm just nice and I rotate people. So they
the best
feel
I can
like,
do
you know,
is like some shit.
They follow me, you know?
Yeah. I mean, if you show me love, I'll go like some shit. I like some shit that didn't get a lot of likes.
Yeah,
because that make it seem like me and you better friends.
But also, when you do that, it puts it on more people.
Especially if I know you're kind of going through some shit and you just
you might want that
picture. Some people just need a pick me up. And I go into that. Sometimes you got to leave comments like you know them. Like, oh, that's crazy, bro. I remember this shit.
And then you
just leave general comments like, I see you still at it.
Yeah. I see you on there, bro.
Boy, you a, there you go. That's probably one of the best ones.
I see.
I ain't gonna lie. I see you, bro. You did that to me. That was dope to me. I think for me, as being a female, like I said, I know what my appearance looks like. I'm not a dummy. You know, that'll be stupid to do. But I also know that once men specifically, the majority of my insights on anything social was men. Now it's women, and that's the best feeling ever. But the respect that I get from men when I, like I said, when I do my music, that should be meaning everything to me. So I do appreciate you guys for.
I want you to give
you
some.
Know, you do be commenting under my stuff like, yo, like I.
Yeah. You we know, come for the booty.
Or he'll like none of his DMs has been fouled. He'd be on some shit like, yo, I'm proud of you. Like, yeah, that shit means different.
Don't.
Like, just recently, like, I was doing a boxing exercise. I looked down. I see, okay, here's Princess Love. Busta Rhymes. Yep. Oh, that's dope.
So much love.
Had a damn strong hand under there. Like, keep going. It was just genuine.
I read all Busta Rhymes comments.
Like,
yo, keep going, yo.
Yeah, like.
You're doing some diabolical shit.
And it's dope because that's like a legend.
Most
and
greatest
a,
workout of all times.
Or Young Miami.
I do that
like
with Ice T's tweets.
Yeah, like Young Miami. Or like
brolic, young nigga.
Girls,
yeah.
Or like,
young niggas is brolic.
Dreezy, she's dope.
She'll like my shit, like, or Cardi will like a lot of my shit, or comment or post my shit. Nice. When I recorded her piano, yeah. I did a remix on her piano. That's
I
what got me.
By
I ain't gonna lie. That's what got me out the strip Cardi club. I ain't even gonna try to front. Talk like, I never told nobody that. I think this is the first time I've ever said it.
We
to
here
you.
Listen.
I had got really
exclusive.
Really, no, I'm so serious.
New shit.
Crazy. I've never said nothing to nobody about that.
Let's hear it.
I was dancing in Blue Flame at the
right
time.
On.
Blue Flame,
Black Lion Club.
Took, yeah, and shout out to them because. They
Marco
did
Diamond.
I'm not gonna lie, like a week ago I went in there and I went to go sing, not no dancing, like I went to go sing. They had 103 there and I spoke to a girl in Taylor May, Zinzi, and Swamp, and they stopped me in the middle of my single. It was like, hey yo, that's going to the program, like we're about to submit that. And it was like everything. So Blue Flame, the girls, I'm cool with. But in the strip club, my
Swamp
ass,
Izzo, shout out DJ Swamp Izzo.
In the strip. Damn, I would have forgot what y'all had asked me.
Nah, you were talking was about singing. I don't know.
At the strip club.
Yeah,
no.
At the strip club, you went to sing.
How I got the strip club. How I got the, thank you, you guys. Y'all are so helpful. How I got the strip club, like, I was like, damn, I needed to lose weight because I was gaining from depression. So I had surgery to my legs to, you know, lower the liquid or whatever, and I could not dance no more. Mm. I had my piano at my house. I started remixing shit. First, it was Plies that reposted my shit. Mm-hmm. Then people would pay me. And because of my following, I knew I could set a certain base to not only pay for rent, but just like get out of this not stripping no more. And it just got better over time. And I did one of Cardi's. Cardi's shit took
stripping.
Me out of there. Like, mm-hmm. I was just like, I'm done stripping. Like, I did my retirement. I was like, look, I'm focused on music. And that started. That was the little base. Then the thing I was telling y'all about, like with the site that I was telling y'all, how finesse that. I don't got to do.
Finesse game.
I ain't got to do no crazy stuff because I know who my name is. People just want to see what I regularly do on there. Or you going to see on my Instagram. And that's just who I am. Goofy. Shit, I'm a thick girl. I want to dance too, like the skinny bitches that don't got no booty. Y'all don't say nothing to them.
You so talking about
the
ass?
Wait.
What I be feeling like is let me be
keep
me.
Keep trying.
No.
Great effort.
Do you take requests?
This was decent as fuck.
Would you like play
no.
spades?
Quite entertaining.
Like, it would be like simple. Yeah, like
cute.
I don't do crazy stuff.
Not crazy like play spades.
Because I care
though.
About what
girl,
people when they submit. I don't know who submitted it.
Would you kill flies?
Hey, you know what's crazy?
What were you supposed to say to women with no ass that's
working? I sold my hand. I can screenshot this. I will send this to you.
You sold your hand?
I forgot who I told it to. Remember I sold y'all
you sell
hand
your hand?
Niggas like,
bro, I'm high as fuck. She just said she could sell
I
her hand.
I sold my hand. I sold my hand don't even look like the best hair. I got some chunky fingers. I sold my hair. And kid you not, made $600 off that.
A picture of your hand.
Yeah, it was
not
just
even
like
a mold.
It was
it's
just
a
like
freaky
this.
Old white man.
It's a handle
nigga
my
jacket.
It's a handle
he printed
my
out that picture $600.
And so when I felt like
it's
when
all
I,
on everyone,
but look,
all
look.
Over his house.
This is the stuff that I be telling people. Like, I'm a hustler, so I just started finding everything that wouldn't pertain to me going back to stripping. That right. means when y'all see me post DM for promo, please don't think that that shit is just for post. It'd be about 18 people to request shit, right. and my lowest thing is $85. So imagine getting
look,
10 people for
$85. Look, I'm trying to get a
you know
look.
I'm
trying
like,
to
I'm
cut
a,
the line.
Look,
when I,
hustler,
when I take
all.
A good thought picture, I'm gonna DM you for the promo.
You
and
need
promo.
To put an OnlyFans up and sell your.
I'm not.
I'm on it.
No, because
premium Snapchat OnlyFans. I'm be on there doing the helicopter dance.
No, I know, girl.
Y'all ladies ready for the helicopter? Here I come.
She pay a lot of money.
Much
find
work
niggas
on
and
this
send her pictures
to just
themselves.
Use my dick
who
to get to
now?
The top. That's
I can't
not
tell
fair.
You
I feel like it's cheating the game.
She does not play like
I'm
that.
I'm not
baby
cheating
be,
the game. I'm not going to use my hammer to get to the top.
I got, like, hey, listen, I be sending pictures for free. So I
y'all, trying to, ignore the facts of what I'm saying.
What happened?
I'm not about to sleep my way to the top again.
You good, bro. I'm still working my way. What's her number? I'm trying to get that little 5 man. I'm trying to get, what she do for the balls? How much for the balls? I feel like I get like 75 for each ball and like
oh,
600
fuck.
For the shaft.
This nigga's negotiating ball prices.
How much for the ball?
Stop saying that out loud, bro. This is laughing. Like, four niggas gonna be outside. I heard something about the ball. They balling in there. Big ball shit. Oh my god.
You didn't hear what she said though.
Tyler just thought of the
same thing. Do y'all understand that?
What if a chick texts you,
it's
I
to
just
the point
miss your balls.
That when you go outside, the air is so fresh.
Like,
you're
that is
straight.
It. You didn't know how to respond.
I know a chick that love balls like that. Like, that was her shit.
I only know one that really. I only know one chick that.
Balls is her shit.
Really love balls.
Hey, but the balls get neglected. Let's not let that go by, but go ahead. You know one chick
nah,
that love
real,
balls?
I only know one.
Me too, me
really
one.
Love
just
balls.
One. A lot of chicks just bypass the balls.
Does that bother y'all?
Yeah, nah. You gotta get them balls.
Oh, you don't
want I'm making extra noise, let you know you're doing good.
You win.
You get them balls, I'll be uh-huh. Cause they forget them, and then when they get
hey,
to them, I don't wanna just get to them and get back to them. Nah, uh-huh.
Hey,
get there.
That's nuts.
Get there. Get there. Get there. Real niggas know what I'm talking about. Get them balls, girl.
What's the noise, Tyler?
Uh-huh.
You agree with
you? Gotta, uh-huh.
You
gotta, uh-huh. That's it. That's where you're supposed to be. That's what that means. Uh-huh. Yep.
I can't
fuck. Don't leave from down there.
You can look. Hey, man, what a, hey.
Jack the tip and bite them up balls like great,
hey,
bitch.
Hey, man, I know one ball lover.
One ball lover.
That shit
shout
too.
Out to you, Shawty. You know
don't
what I'm
do it
about.
To me, ladies. That shit too exciting.
I mean, whoa, hey. See? I'm telling you, I need it every time.
Nah, that shit too exhilarating.
I need it every time.
It feel like when you get to the top at the ride
you
and
scared to
flags.
Fall in love, nigga.
Oh, hey! Hey!
Hey!
I don't like to not be in control like that. Nah, man. Nah.
I love it. Uh-huh.
I don't know what she did. She was playing with the balls and I got ticklish all of a sudden. The shit started tickling on the inside.
Mm-mm. Come on, bring it. Bring
nah,
it.
Nah, man.
Uh-huh.
Leave them nuts alone.
I'm hey, with all that. Stay away from my
hey,
stay
get
away
out
from
the
my ass. I'm good
hey, get out my balls.
I feel that in my kidneys.
Nah, uh-huh. Quit that. Quit that.
Uh-huh. Bring it on.
I don't know what the bitch did, but it tickled the top of the middle of my back. It was right in between my shoulders. I don't know what that's called. She done hit my paradigm. This is a licking parallelogram down
this
there.
This is why y'all need to have a girl here so we can relate.
She licking on the whole
octagon. So what do y'all? So what do you like that men don't use? That men usually look over to you. Like, some women like their nipples bitten a little bit.
I'm gonna make you. I've never had a man that didn't do what I ask.
But I'm saying, just tell people what.
Hey, fellas, keep up the good work. Don't be out here doing what these women
ask you. I mean, what I be asking is
shit.
Things that usually men like.
No, you gotta be specific.
We got young viewers watching this show. They're sexually active. They're not young like that. They're like 24. Hold on. What kind of shit you doing hospital wise? Never mind.
Hey,
I want to hear the fuck you be doing.
Protect your genitals.
Emergency room.
Protect your genitals.
Breaking dicks.
Don't be out here just fucking on everybody.
Talking about the emergency room.
I am not.
I hope not. Emergency room, that's all I can think about.
What I mean is that.
Fucking a lot of people went out of style a long time ago. Stop doing that shit.
That was smart. You smart.
Yeah, because, you know, I don't know.
I was just trying to help.
All right, so I'm going to tell you one thing that y'all should do.
That's all we need is one thing. Should I say the balls?
The man's toes while you ride them back. See how it feels. Go. Yeah, try it.
Let me tell you something.
If your nigga care about you, he not gonna let you lick his manly ass feet.
My feet ain't for licking. Nope. You gonna throw up a little bit.
Man, find me something else, man.
New one.
It's just like, that's like looking for something else to watch on TV. Ain't nothing else on.
Don't you touch my feet with your mouth. You nasty. We ain't talking no more.
Wait, that means that your feet is
my feet
are
terrible. I swim in my socks. Fuck out of here.
See, I've never experienced a guy with bad feet.
Oh, well.
I'm cool with it.
I'm a real nigga.
You ain't
got
nothing else? You ain't bring shit
I done fought a lot and played a lot of basketball.
No,
my feet ain't right.
That was just like a regular threesomes and foursomes.
Nah, we don't got to have all them people.
Why?
Nigga got too old for all that shit.
Really? Wait,
can you imagine? Can you imagine
too
you
old
have
for the foursome?
That's your problem. That's your fault.
Hold on.
Y'all seven are supposed to be
now you gotta fast. You gotta find a way to get three of these women out of your room. It's hard enough to get one to leave. You gotta call three Ubers.
And your house nice? Man, look.
You gotta turn around. Hey, what you about to do?
Right.
What you about to do? Hey, what you doing? Shit, I'm about to go to sleep. Let me go and call these Ubers.
Yeah.
I can't call them back
all
to back.
On one call.
I gotta wait till they drop her off and call you.
Ooh, that is a headache.
It's gonna take an hour.
Why
are
you
asking
that's a headache? That's have to be Uber.
Because if they having a foursome, they got roommates.
Maybe them bitches is already put together. They should have been something.
Oh, well, tell them to text.
Tell me where this magical land full of women who have automobiles.
Like that.
Well, tell them
they're having foursomes?
Put that number on my phone.
Yeah, and no.
That shit sounds expensive. I don't want none. Free pussy on
No, it's not.
With consent. Not I need that. Consent.
That sounds expensive.
A girl can't Uber herself. I mean,
and
we
freedom.
Adults.
Nah, we gentlemen. We gonna Uber you to the house.
That's the way. I don't want you to Uber me. I'll probably leave before you even think of
it. But you can Uber me. I don't give a fuck.
I'm
going to
be safe. I'm about to go get some grapes from your
fish. Send me to the house. I feel like a good prostitute.
I thought this bitch didn't have a car.
I don't know why they get offended when you call them an Uber to the house. I mean, clearly I'm sleeping.
Right.
I'm too sleepy to drive.
That's just
home.
As good as a ride home.
If I drive you home, I got to spend the night with you because this pussy got me tight.
I'm out of here. For y'all.
I don't know how old y'all are, but hey, right. I salute all niggas who can stay woke after getting some pussy.
Right. It be three of them. They still fuck around and don't get the balls.
It's
bitch,
something about
it's three of y'all.
You and this ball.
Balls drive here.
Get the balls.
It ain't one ball in the room.
It's three of y'all.
Ain't no ball.
And not one of y'all.
Ain't no ballers in here. Where the ball girl at?
Where the ball girl at? Hilarious. Oh man.
What other little crazy ass questions? You just look like you want to ask something crazy. I'm
get to it, Los.
He ain't got nothing on the car.
I don't have cars are empty as fuck, Johnny Blaze.
No, I see that. I see that question right there.
I went to ask that one.
And that one.
Oh, really?
But it's cool.
Tell us about Love and Hip Hop. How did you end up on there? Tell me about the Love and the Hip Hop.
Popular dancer that used to fight a lot. So.
What's your record? How many wins?
Good question.
How many wins?
I have 13 assaults on my account.
Oh, I didn't ask for your police file.
I was asking for your
those
are fights.
Like grade school counts.
No, these are like, since a kid. Like, I'm not no person that's proud of it, but I mean, y'all asked.
Let me ask you this. How did you get your hands, I grew out of it. How did you work through your anger issues?
You got hands.
Because I got, how did I work through it? I had to stop. First of all, I had to stop drugs. I'm 7 years, about to be 7 years recovering addict. But I smoke weed. I mean, I did weed. The last thing
weed
that I did
isn't
was
a drug.
Weed.
Stop doing that. Don't do that.
The last thing that I did was weed, and I'm cool with weed. I don't condone it to nobody, but for me, you know, it gets me mellow, and I do my music.
When my parents,
I don't drink either.
My dad had company over there, was smoking weed. They'd go to bed.
I don't really like to drink either.
It's just not.
If I drink, I get really tired. Like I don't. It's not good for me. So I just. You know, that happened, and I was, you know, going through that drug problem. My mom had cancer for the second time. My boyfriend had just got shot. And Rich Dollars had DM'd me and then unfollowed me, then unfollowed the DM, then DM'd again. And somebody was like, Rich Dollars is looking for you. And I'm like, who the hell is that? Went to go look.
He had to unfollow you, so you seen him. You
be, I didn't know what was going on. I had no idea. I thought my Instagram was. I don't be paying attention unless it's like.
You need to start paying attention.
And no, opportunity is lurking out here. Look, listen here. I don't need nobody lurking for me. Last time I looked at. But anyway, that's another subject.
That is a whole another subject.
What subject is that? And hold on. He ended up putting me on Love and Hip Hop, and it was just kind of like a lot going on. Just too much for me. Landed off of that, got on Growing Up in Hip Hop, 2 seasons, and then I went from having 14 seconds on 1 season, just a glimpse of me, and went from that to having 4 episodes on the next season, and then I went straight into being a cast member. And having one of the highest ratings, like, for their show bit.
Shout out WeTV.
Yeah, I love WeTV. But what happened is that what they wanted didn't fit for me. So I just moved on. I'm not saying to them, but I'm glad.
Too small around the waist there.
Huh?
You didn't get it. Welcome back to the 85.
I got a question. Hard hitting facts.
Question and answer. Hold on.
Oh,
Tyler Chronicles has a question for Johnny Blaze.
Hey, Johnny Blaze, I love your stuff. I'm just a huge fan. Quick question. I just wanted to know what your relationship is with Miss Deb. Can you talk about that on air?
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, that was our caller, Tyler, calling up all the way from Atlanta, Georgia.
Across the table.
Across the table. Right in the metropolitan area. Shout out to Tyler.
Let's give a round of applause.
Round of applause.
You know, me and Deb, we're good.
Oh, good.
Yeah, like, it took a little minute. It was around her birthday, and I wished her happy birthday, and we spoke. There was nothing bitter. I think that the thing that I learned from working with her is the strength that I have now with certain things. Some things may bother me and shit like that, but overall, I can still be able to cover it and not have to do it publicly. That was my problem I had, being public. So she taught me a lot. But business-wise, we just, you know, didn't see eye to eye. She's never done nothing to me. She ain't never. I was invited to all the cookouts, all the Thanksgiving, Christmas. I had that onesie on her house, running around with her damn puppy. Like, that lady was like my second mom. And before, I couldn't respect it. I have to always remember that is somebody's mother. I wouldn't want somebody to talk to me that way. So, you know, I apologize if we've been good. She'll text me and be like, yo, I can see it. Like, you now you about to be that superstar. And coming from her, she's like, you just a little bit more time. I'm telling you, gonna pop. Remember. I know when I get up there, that's the first person I'm going to knock on her door and be like, hey, here's this envelope. I know I don't owe you it, but them times where I was on drugs getting them off and she sent me to the hospital and I damn near pulled my IV out. I did actually try to leave because I didn't feel like I was an addict. I felt like there was nothing wrong with me popping pills and doing, you know, cocaine and stuff. And she left me in and she cried about it, but she left me in there. And things like that, you gotta remember over bad.
Wow.
That lady has like a huge piece of me, regardless of what I say, you know, out of anger. She has a huge piece of me, and she knows that.
Shout out Miss Deb.
Yeah.
She's dope.
People can say what they want to say about me or her. I don't care, but what I go off of what you show me. I met many people that I was cool with that they done some shit. I know that they done some shit to some people, and you didn't do it to me, so I'm gonna give you a chance.
Right on.
Shout out to those people.
She dope. I'm still cool.
Keep doing what you've been doing, how you do it, because only you can do it how you do it.
Come on now. What's that we got playing in the background, Lewis?
Man, that is some real funky shit right now. You know, we was going to use that for the 85 South Show devotional.
Okay. I feel it.
You know, we just get a few things off our chest. Like, you understand that?
Okay.
Yes, indeed.
I'm surprised y'all ain't got snacks in here that's healthy.
No, we don't even do snacks.
I'm gonna bring y'all a snack.
We just drink water.
You looked around and you were surprised.
I'm gonna send y'all a snack. I'm surprised
there wasn't no snacks in here.
I'm gonna give 85 South a sack, a gift. I'm gonna get y'all, because I get discounts at Walmart. Say what you want. I could be a rich
bitch. I'm good with a lighter. I'm
gonna get the refrigerator with y'all snack thingy.
I'm good with a snack jar with a refrigerator.
Y'all gonna be like, yeah, wait, take me to the trap.
You ever had a nigga take you to the trap?
Yeah.
Were there snacks there?
Yeah. Cause a nigga get hungry when he smoke weed.
Shout out to all the niggas who got snacks in this trap.
Y'all ain't working right.
Be one of them.
Yeah.
I mean, I know plenty.
The trap would probably drive the niggas out here.
Of course, if you pass out.
Nigga,
you don't eat.
You supposed to be not
eating. This is really
you trap, you don't eat.
Here, everybody's responsible for their own snacks.
But yes,
we're gonna have you some weed, but you gotta bring your own snacks.
What about the fancy water?
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Water seems to be gone.
If you recall, I did say that I am going to come and bring out a gift so y'all can have a baby refrigerator, because I get 40% off sometimes at Walmart and get y'all a snack thing.
How do sometimes happen at?
Oh, I could just get y'all a bag of $100.
No, you said 40.
There you go.
See how I try to be nice and they try to switch it and make me
look like that. That was a real question. She said she wanted sponsorship snacks for us.
And y'all didn't have snacks. I said, okay.
Because that's what Johnny Blaze do. Give back to the black community.
Might want a damn snack or something.
Well, you
didn't. I know I did. I want some fruit gushers.
Anybody else hear her say she get 40% off sometimes? What does that mean?
What? Oh, like.
You said sometimes.
I didn't have to bring no snack. I am a damn snack.
Oh, all right. That's what I ain't getting. That's what I want. I'm nosy. I need to know that.
I'm going to get my stuff because I take care of people. Like, people just don't do
You take
stuff.
Care of people. Put them girl number in my phone and do the first
I'm
one.
Sick of you act. That's the third girl.
You ain't taking
I'm
care of me.
I'm not letting you ruin my friend's life.
Hey, man. How am I going to ruin their life? You don't
I
got to
say
me?
This because this is important for the episode. Motherfucking Sunny Delight ain't orange juice. This got to be in the episode.
What?
Sunny Delight ain't orange juice. It's not.
Sunny Delight.
It's not.
It's not because it used to have me puzzled for a long time. I was confused about it.
Nigga, Tampico.
Come on. That's not
That's not either. That's Sunny
shit.
Delight.
It's Sunny Delight.
I think what the fuck?
That's so funny.
I don't know.
that's what this is.
Something about that shit tastes real illegal to me.
It's like.
I don't even know. I drink all juices.
Ain't no limits.
I drink juice
lemonade.
With no bias, bro.
Yeah, I stopped drinking juice, man. Only water. Right. Fuck it. Right. Gotta stay young.
You ever drunk juice in Europe?
Juice in Europe?
Yeah.
I don't be wanting to go to Europe.
Why?
Because I like water beaches. To the juice in Europe. That shit thick.
Yeah.
Sweet as a motherfucker.
I'll go to Italy, but I ain't trying to go to where everybody pales and
You know
shit.
What, though, bro? I'm really over international travel.
I'm undercultured. I like to go to
it's
places where they got a lot of beaches
see,
and the women are brown. What's up?
It's some shit I got to see, but I don't know when I can go.
Where you got to see?
It's a lot. I can't even go put it out.
I got to go to Africa, though.
You got to. Something is left, though. I got to go over there, too.
Yeah.
I'm going.
You go to Africa 1,000 times
I'm
to go to a different
over
place.
There like I'm looking for something. When I do go, I don't know when it's going to happen, but the universe is...
I got to see the pyramids, and then I got to go to the
beach.
I'm
not going to pay you. I'm going to let the universe bring me up. And if they don't bring me up, soon, I'm going to pay
you. You think you ain't got no African 85%ers?
Yeah.
They're trying to bring Los over there?
If that's the case, I should have been over there, because they rich and they're stingy.
They ain't know. I bet they didn't know.
85%er, it's up to you to share the wealth with your brothers. You need to come up off some cheese, bro.
That's it. Cash App at 85 South.
Hey, man. Come on, bro.
$85 South. You got it, Joe. You got to run it. You got to run it up. I know y'all don't got a Cash App yet.
We appreciate y'all buying tickets and shit, but, man, if you just rich
You need
as
to
fuck,
do that.
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Come on, bro.
It's a lot of rich motherfuckers that watch y'all.
Hey, man.
I see them comment.
Hey.
I'm like, oh, that nigga rich.
I'm talking about if you dumb rich.
Stupid rich. Don't even got Instagram.
Like, even the niggas who ain't rich, but you fucking up money.
Yeah.
Fuck up some with
Come
us.
On, man. We see you out there.
We want some of that bullshit, too.
That $20,000 you throw in the club, you can do that on Saturday, but on Tuesday.
Might as well. Especially
85.
If you're ill-gotten game.
Right. Not on Saturday. You ain't got to throw the money over here. You can just, like, hand it. You know what I'm saying? Just like put it on the ground. We'll take it.
Bro, we got to get no.
What K-Dub say? You ain't got to respect me. Put it on the ground.
Johnny, what you going to be up to this summer? Can we get some summer predictions from Johnny Blaze?
Oh, come on. 8 albums coming out.
Summer predictions.
An album is
Act
definitely.
Act Up Summer.
act up some of. I'm definitely getting
that's the running theme for this album. Everybody acting a goddamn fool.
But I'm acting a goddamn fool on my music. That's like my
See, that's what I'm saying. We're all gonna take little lanes and act. Acting a goddamn fool with this comedy.
Yeah, just all back my birthday coming up. And so this thought baby daddy shit.
I'm acting a goddamn
I'm actually performing for Birthday Bash. I'm opening up for Megan.
Come on, man.
We're gonna be enough. We're gonna be right enough.
I'm all opening up for Meg Thee Stallion.
Shout out to Meg.
Shout out to
her. I love her. I think she's so dope.
She's about women's empowerment too. I fuck with that.
I'm about to perform June 2nd at Campaign Atlanta with Gambino at Al 5.
Come on, man.
And we packed it out. Ass. We sold out. So
sold out. You can't go. She's just telling y'all because she's stunned.
It's sold out.
You can't pull up.
Come on, man.
But if you know Carlos, you might can pull up.
Hey, y'all could come. Y'all more than welcome to come.
It's a slight mic.
All of y'all gotta come at
us. A lot of people be throwing the 85%. It's a whole.
And
you
I
know,
just did them trap festival. Be like,
you listen to 85% so
right. Come on in. You got you.
I just did trap festival.
Right.
I got Bon Appetit out. I co-directed it. Got the video out.
Come on. Where can we see it? Where is it available?
On YouTube, Bebo.
It's called Bon Appetit, Johnny Blaze.
Bon Appetit featuring One Play.
I seen you got
DJ.
What's
Nicki
that one
Nice.
With Elephant Man?
Elephant Man. I was
yes,
just about to say that.
It finally hit 2 million. I just got Beanie Man's record back too.
Oh shit!
Shout out to the Beanie Man because the girls them sugar.
Hey,
Beanie Man and the girls them sugar.
You gonna be performing at Carabana soon? I'm letting you know that right now.
Well, I'm doing the one in August in Jamaica there too because they're doing a music video.
Oh, okay, boom. And then the one in Toronto. That's the one I'm putting.
Yeah, I want to just do different genres because I don't know which one will pop. I know they'll pop, but this is like sort of like my own self goal. This has nothing to do with like, and my team supports me 100%.
Can we put in a request?
Yeah.
Sad niggas need an anthem.
Ooh, come on, Los.
I don't have a.
I never said you did. You have in your life.
You don't have to write about everything in your life.
Look, you're an artist. You write music. Can we get a little side nigga anthem?
I will. Yeah.
You don't have to have experienced it to talk about it.
Like, shit. I'll throw some topics.
You think Beyonce really had her heart?
Text me to tell
How about this one? Tell me this one where we go.
Oh, man.
Okay. This may be selfish, but look. Part of this pussy is yours.
Ooh, man.
It doesn't have to be worded as such, but that's,
I'm a click
that's
on
the
it.
Thing.
I'm going to have to start that one off like that. That's hard.
If a song just start with that, I'm locked in.
She say it first.
I'm locked in.
She say it real sexy first.
I'ma do it.
Part of this pussy is yours.
Oh!
Bring the hookah.
That's like Peace of My Love by Aaron Hall.
Bring the hookah over here.
They playing pussy parts.
Run that back.
Run that pussy parts back.
DJ Freaky Music.
I told this bitch.
DJ Freaky Music. That pussy parts going crazy.
Yo, you heard pussy parts?
Hey, you pressing that new pussy parts by side, nigga.
Man, I'm gonna come out with an R&B album, and it ain't even gonna be good singing, but the message gonna be strong.
The message got to
like,
be strong.
Man, the nigga can't really sing, but he putting his soul in it.
That's for niggas.
No, it's gonna be soul music. That shit, it don't have to sound good.
So all the niggas that work at FedEx.
Yeah. Hey, I might classify it as blues because you don't have to know how to sing and do blues.
That's real. You just gotta feel.
You gotta have some shit to talk about.
You gotta have.
If you
been
can
hurt.
Keep niggas interested in what you're saying.
Oh,
you good.
My God.
If you been hurt, you can sing the blues.
Well, you just walk in on the blues song and be like, last night, Megan. Love to the woman that I met at the pool hall. And then you just get three old niggas to, at the pool hall. She took my wallet. She took my key. Man, you just say shit.
Catch that really happened.
Come on. It's interesting.
Blues, that's your next endeavor. A blues song.
A blues song, or I have one.
You play album.
I have a
side
EP.
Niggas need one, baby daddies need
my
one.
My album one baby is nothing but like 90s samples. So that's what's. I'm gonna give y'all a little hint, and I'm just over excited. It's really about patience and just waiting for it.
I'm just gonna tell you now, if you don't do the part of the pussy is yours, somebody else will do it.
I promise you, I'm gonna do it.
Look, I've been trying to get you to, you don't know that once this shit go up, the 85% is gonna be talking a lot of shit, because they shit talkers.
Oh, you mean about me?
But it, no, it's not about you. They gonna talk shit with you until you be like, I see your big head ass girl. Like,
I'll roast that.
But I'm just saying, like, especially this one nigga.
I'm with kinda, all that.
It's this one crazy nigga I gotta want. It's this nigga named Rodney. He gonna sit at home.
Rodney. Say, I know you Rodney. Looking right
say,
now.
Look at him right now. Say,
I'm telling
Rodney.
You right now. I got 20 people with me. They got roasted on lock.
He's a
take your ass on now. Yeah,
he's a notorious 85 South Shore.
He'll bring you down when you think you got a nice picture.
Right. But he does.
He will get blocked.
I'm telling you. He'll be like, oh, damn, what Nick paying? That's what Nick can't pay y'all. It's not that serious.
This nigga really work at the skating ring and be renting out birthday.
Oh, at Cascade?
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
Oh, I love Cascade.
Not at Cascade. It's in another skating ring.
I'm going to find the mall and I'm going to go and say hi to Rodney.
And I think he'll assist the manager.
I'm going to go in there and I'm going to tell on his ass.
So I'm
like,
saying,
hey,
don't waste your energy
on his spare time.
That's
he be
hilarious.
Texting wild shit on my
fuck hell. Rodney.
That's his way of saying I fuck with you.
Yeah, it is. That's funny as hell to me.
We fuck with Rodney. In the
he's funny.
Hi,
for
Rodney.
Years. He been down for years.
Since day one. He's the day one nigga for sure.
Well, we got to wrap up, man. We've covered so much ground.
Man.
Oh, my God. We've covered so much ground.
Listen.
Johnny, this is your first appearance here on the 85 South Show.
Thank you.
Do not let it be your last. Anytime you want to come up here looking fine, playing instruments and singing and whatnot, and giving us your story, you are more than welcome. Because we would just shut the fuck up and listen to your fine ass. Because that's what we do. Real gentlemen.
Y'all got some Bon Appetit, or do I gotta send it to y'all?
You know you ain't send us shit. Why you flexing?
Yeah, I gotta show y'all this. So it looks like y'all are extending. Welcome to 85 South. This is your new host with the other new host.
Welcome,
Johnny Blaze. Let's give a round of applause.
I'm with it, mama. Do your thing, girl.
All right. So listen you here, go, Becky. Girl. For the Becky and the Sarah that's out there, I need you to mind your fucking business.
Roach, man. You guys have drugs here.
Man, that's all you have is drugs.
You have drugs here?
Nice drugs.
Who brought the drugs here?
Tell just me nice pot. Drugs.
Someone brought drugs here?
It's just pot.
Nice drugs.
Buddy, do you have some drugs?
Is it green?
Want
is it brown?
Do you
want
have
some brown?
Is it green?
Want
is
some
it brown? Drugs?
Do you how about a little perk?
Is it green?
Percocet.
Is it
my friend? Adderall. Do it again. Percocet.
Is
my friend? Adderall. We're going to do it again. Keep me up when I'm down. Take the smile to a frown.
Yeah.
Make me happy when I'm sad. And made my grandma mad. I say,
liking pictures,
get out my room.
Gram, because that's the one. Giving her likes after likes.
Excuse me, who do I get this email to? So you can hear Bon Appetit and you could jam to it too.
Come on, I really want to hear it because I heard that it's a groove. You were singing, you were playing instruments. It was so cool.
Cool.
You were smooth when you made it. The video was tight.
Nice.
When you turn around and I saw the ass, I was like, okay. All
right. Yeah.
It was exactly like that. That's exactly what it was like.
I think I was there.
Getting it from Chad right there.
Chad knows, could you
Chad
come
knows everything.
On over and take my phone?
He knows everything.
Because you know how to turn this motherfucker on.
Hey.
This is the 85 South Show.
Yes, it is.
The niggas who've been in jail so long, they wear flip-flops at their own house to take a shower.
No, I didn't want you to be in front of me. Lift back up.
85 South Show for niggas that still drink grape soda.
Yeah.
It's like seven of y'all.
Yeah.
We see y'all.
Did you hear?
85 South Show for niggas that say they babysit their own kids.
Shout out to niggas named Junior.
One time, JR.
I wish they would have some snacks for the fat bitches like me. Now I'm feeling real hungry and I feel real skinny.
Well, look here, man. This is the 85 South Show.
Yeah.
This is the coldest podcast
ever recorded
on planet Earth.
Ever.
This has been a magnificent experience.
Your favorite podcast.
If your favorite podcast had a podcast to listen to when it was off of work, it'd be this one.
It got to be.
See, that's the thing about the 85 South Show. We're not in competition and we don't need to be number one.
Come on
now.
You
know why? Because the audience that we're catering to is already miscounted, folks.
Come on.
So they don't even consider us to be number one. So wherever they put my people at, that's the spot we gonna land.
That's where the hell they gonna be.
Because we for the people.
Come on now.
We getting people back together. It's baby mamas and baby fathers that are speaking again.
Because of this show.
Bringing back black households.
Come on. Did you see 85 South?
Come on, bro.
Come on.
This for all the
they people. They would talk about us.
Come on, man. We gave niggas hope when there wasn't none to have.
Every time.
We never gave up on you.
Hey.
We've been with some people so long, they done had 3 cars by now.
Come on, man.
People who've been listening to this shit since 11th grade and now they done graduated college. Come on.
Come on.
We're going to keep putting out.
Been
shout
on
out
the
to
ride.
All the truck drivers who've been holding us down on the long haul. Men's and women. The men's too. It's been the men's and the women holding down the show.
Everybody
who work overnight. Everybody who's part of an organization and they told somebody else about it. If you ever put 3 people on to the 85 South Show, I'm talking to you.
Appreciate you.
Women who listen to the podcast while they do their own at home. Come on.
Come on. Appreciate you.
If you ever had a debit card with the Baby Fat logo on it, I'm talking to you.
Talking to you.
I did.
Come on.
You watch.
If you ever had a pink faceplate on your cell phone,
come on.
Talking to you.
Talking to you.
I did.
You had a Suzuki Sidekick. Talking to you.
I'm talking to you.
A beeper.
You in the
if
mix.
You ever had rims on your car, but one of them was fucked up, and you never really rode the whole set.
Man.
I'm talking to you.
Every Mazda 626 don't have a front rim.
If you crank up your car and that bitch shake for a minute,
come on.
I'm talking to you.
If you pray about your car,
we talking to you.
We talking to you.
Women who wear just 2 random socks, they don't even try to see if they go together.
Come
I'm
on.
To you.
Why it gotta be the people with the mismatch? They said that if you wear mismatch socks,
that's the
one
that's the pussy good.
You get money.
Oh, okay. I had misinformation.
Shout out to everybody who had a childhood accident that's kind of traumatic when you think about it now. Mm-hmm. But you made it.
But you made it through.
Yep.
One time for everybody got a laptop, they got to warm up.
Shout out to everybody who down right now, but you been up, but you know what it feel like because you down right now, but stay down till you come up because you been down before.
Come on. And it ain't even bothering you.
Right.
No more.
Much love to everybody who caring about their futures, making financial investments and adjustments.
And pulling out on time.
Capital so you can raise your interest.
And pulling out on time.
Knowing, you know, learning about compound interest and things of that nature.
Come on. You research.
Starting LLCs and things of that nature.
Come on. Just got my second one. Hello.
To all the black people who got their passport and they actually gonna go somewhere this summer for the first time.
Talk about it. Fucking about it. Shout out to all the
scared.
Black people who got your second passport.
Don't be scared of nothing, man. Get your ass out of here. They'll let you back in. They can look at you and tell you from America.
Come on, man. They can see the struggle in your face.
Come on, man.
They're like, oh yeah, that nigga scared
out there
of the police.
Trying all that exotic food, be in another country and shit on yourself.
Right.
Just some chicken and some shit that look familiar.
Meat ain't supposed to be soft.
Good. Everything that smell good ain't good.
Come on, beef ain't
tell
soft.
Them, you like to travel outside the country?
All right. Uh-oh, she out of here.
We ain't gonna hold you.
No, it wasn't that.
We're not gonna hold you.
You did catch me right when I was yawning.
Yeah. So check this out. Bring to me. Tyler Chronicles. I know this is a Johnny Blaze special.
Bro, if they can't spell Chronicles, what they need to do?
Hey, get off Instagram, because this ain't for you. I'm not for you if you can't spell Chronicles. Check me out on everything, man. Every black show that come on TV, just look for the written by. I'm going to be right there.
Bro, you know niggas might not even heard it right. Bro, what his name is? Tyler with the chronic lit?
Tyler Chronicles. T-Y-L-E-R-C-H-R-O-N-I-C-L-E-S.
Yeah.
You're going to see that name everywhere. Just check it out. Appreciate y'all. But y'all know me, 85.
Now more people going to even think I'm
Yeah, because it's been, since I've been here, y'all probably got 1 million more fans.
Now you've been on TV 142
times. 142
times,
because this is 100. One is 100.
We have over 600,000 subscribers, and we're not flexing yet.
Not even.
You know why? Because we don't have 1 million. You know
Come
what
on.
I'm about to do to get us to 1 million? I'm about to start eating big-ass food.
Crab legs.
Letting shit just fall.
That shit gets everything.
I'm going to have all 2 million subscribers, followers. Bro.
Oh, can I say something?
You can say whatever the fuck you need to say.
One time for the production crew. The production of the live shows has went from great to holy shit, what is this?
You know what's coming next? The deal.
The deal has to be coming because there's 95 cameras in there that catch the niggas in the crowd that y'all talking about. It's a camera in the ceiling. Who is up there?
Bruh.
Who in the fuck is going to the top of these theaters and putting a camera up there? Niggas don't care no more. There's a camera behind the couch. Why? Why? Hey, nigga got the top of the couch. They don't give a fuck. They're playing ball. If you're not going to fucking show up to play ball, don't fuck with 85 South. They're playing fucking ball. It's a camera by the security guard by the stage. Why?
Because.
You're fucking playing ball. That's why. It's rhetorical. You know, I'm sorry, Carlos. I
get like his point of view sometimes.
No, I love it. Because it's usually a white man that DC calls a white man.
So, bro, this is what we're doing. We getting a drum.
Oh, nigga.
Guess what? We getting one. We getting the old one off the
line. You shouldn't even have told
us. Just because we know we going to crash the bitch.
You know what? I'm mad I bought it up because I ain't even
Joe
want
been
you to
bullshit. Guess what? I'm a bad.
I just wanted to see that.
I'm a bad and I'm a rent it to y'all.
Ooh, and a drone fly 20, in on y'all.
$20 an hour. Yeah.
Y'all going to be doing festivals soon.
I'm gonna have to show them how to work.
A drone with the a festival with the drone. I go to an 85 South show. The festival's 3 hours long, just as long as the festival. We got
the pop up shop.
Come on, man, talk to him, Lo.
Johnny, talk some shit. Don't be over there quiet. Talk some shit. This is
promote
the outro. Talk shit on the outro.
She was looking at me, bro.
Stop looking at that nigga, man.
It's okay. You want some more on Instagram?
Oh, and booty. DM me that. What her name is. Shout out.
No, Young Miami. She's pretty.
Oh, Young Miami.
You know why I like
that bitch give a fuck about niggas.
I like women disrespecting us like that. Treat us like the whores y'all like, don't want to be.
Come no. On. That y'all give us that sometimes energy. Can be.
Give us that. Sometimes. Treat us like that.
I
ladies.
Like her because she literally holds like JT down, like she there makes she. Sure every
you know
time.
Why I like
it has not been one
she's
time.
She's funny as fuck,
and she fun, and I love the way she talks.
She, hey, like, her and her boyfriend, the producer nigga, they man. Was on live one day, right? Somebody left in the comments, they were like, he looked like he beat bitches up. She was like, he do,
and
he beat bitches up for me. He'll
for
beat
me.
One of y'all.
And it became
up.
A challenge.
I love her.
He do. He beat bitches up for me.
He beat bitches up for me.
Oh
he'll
no.
Beat one of your bitches up.
We are so lost.
Oh my God.
Oh shit.
Nah, we really good.
I mean,
I like where the culture is going.
I do.
Bro,
but that's not
mad
right.
And these niggas are wearing purses like they haven't been wearing purses for the last 6-7 years.
I'm not gonna wear one.
Come on, man. Thug already did it.
Thug was definitely.
He's not niggas, a lie.
Hey, cut it out with the shock value shit. If your shit is good, we gon' fuck with it.
Right.
All they gotta do is be good.
Just rap good.
It don't have to be shocking or controversial, my nigga. Stop rapping about shit you really did, cause they really sending niggas to jail for that shit. Oh. You need to learn how to talk and get past, man. It's fine. This the outro. Johnny.
That's what I was
Johnny.
Saying. I feel hot.
You hot.
I had a nosebleed earlier.
Right. Can you feel this air though?
Does
this help a little bit?
Let me put this reaper out.
I thought you might need this.
These are not. I'm not
holding. No, you were telling me like I need to do something.
You need to leave.
No, I'm
I understand.
Trying to tell you without the
these are my closing arguments for the 85 South Show. Where and I must is. Continue them.
All right.
Because it's been a while since we've been in the studio.
Right.
And I just have to say these things because I don't want our fans to think that we don't see them. I don't want them to think we just sit in the trap and talk to cool finance ladies like Johnny Blaze and forget about the 85%. I'm not about that.
Come on.
I never turn my back on my people. And to all the people who jump on social media and they talk shit to all these big networks and tell them to give us a show, keep doing your motherfucking thing.
Keep doing your motherfucking thing.
You think they don't
thing.
See that shit? Come on, it's
they
a
got
slow
to.
Day in media. Keep shouting us out and keep talking your shit. If you got time, do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Adam, they got time.
Right, bro.
Because they asking for when it's coming, right, Joe?
Johnny Blaze.
They asking for when it's coming.
This was a great intro.
This is a popping ass show.
Huh? You giving me this lighter?
Yeah.
They know what the fuck they doing. Y'all know that, though.
I got my Johnny Blaze lighter. Make sure you get yours.
I got
really
one.
Appreciate you stopping through the trap house
thank
with us.
Thank you. And I drunk the good water.
You drunk the good water. I wish I had more snacks to give you. And next time you come up
I'm
with
I'm going to get Ike and Mike right now.
All right. Well, y'all be careful out there. Wear your seatbelt.
Thank you. And bye, y'all.
All right.
I love y'all so much.
Tyler, we got a few more minutes before we
that
have to dip set.
That shit gonna go viral, man.
Yeah,
going
man.
Over there.
We got
that
you.
That shit was fire.
We're gonna
I
sing
mean, the interview was dope.
I'm gonna make
that
sure
shit.
We send you the clip.
Hey, to tell you, but Act Up Summer gonna overshadow all that.
I love instruments. That shit was fire. I appreciate y'all.
Right.
Oh, we appreciate God. You.
The training is.
You cute. Know where we at? Right here. On 85 South Street. And you know who's always welcome? Johnny Blaze.
Round of applause for Johnny Blaze.
That's real talk.
Hey, I'm man. Certified, bitches.
There you go, boo. Appreciate it.
Real talk.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sweetheart. Hell yeah.
Keep that funk going, man.
I wanna say I'm
sit
so
back
high.
Down. Get up. We can get the picture right here.
Oh, hi. I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.